And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And speaking of Fisherman's Landing, we have Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle here. There's some event going on 1 week from today. It's called Tackle Day, and we're going to be talking about that. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Daiwa, P-Line, Salty Crew, West Coast Marine, and Phoenix. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Hookup. It's going to be a great morning here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Talking fun, talking tackle days. Got Doug in here. Going to be a great one, dude.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. How's everybody doing? It's a gorgeous morning down here.
It is.
I wore my lucky Let's Talk Hookup Wahoo t-shirt today, so it's going to be a great show.
Okay. Yeah, you're ready to roll, ready to rock and roll. And you have an event coming up 1 week from today, right?
Yep. During the planning stages, the last 2 or 3 weeks, I came to realize this is our 16th annual Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. It just started out. Somebody in the industry came up to me at the Fred Hall 1 year and said, hey, I want to help you produce this show, and it was just for a singular manufacturer. So we did it, and it was kind of cool. But I recognized, we need to have all of our good vendors and manufacturers down here, but the concept remained the same, a little bit the same. The original concept was we had seminars on the boats, and they were mini seminars. Well, now that we have 10-month fishing in San Diego, the boats are not available for that, so we've started putting stages on the up in the parking lot and just call it the main stage, the main and only stage.
Main and only stage, yeah, cool.
But it's basically the same concept. Here we are 16 years later. The scheme of the thing is basically the same. We have, you know, our top, like, 20 vendors in the saltwater realm of Southern California. They're like the who's who top vendors. We have seminar speakers that are related to, you know, that shifted a little bit, you know, so we've got Bluefin and Long Range and, you know, the more contemporary things of what we're doing right now. We have a very special guest, Pete Gray and company are going to be doing Let's Talk Hookup 7 in the morning to kick off the show. And
yep.
Everybody can come down and sit in a chair and come up and ask a question and maybe win a prize. And
you win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Yeah, brand,
okay.
Brand new one.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good start.
Yeah, they introduced a brand new frame, and so the very first pair we're going to get to give away live at Tackle Days.
And that's one thing that's kind of cool about Tackle Day is sometimes you get, you know, a first release of something that,
yeah,
you know, came out at ICAST or something, and they just got it shipped, and so we get to play with the new stuff a little bit ahead of the curve. So that's always fun. So now,
Let's Talk Hookup starts 7 a.m., obviously,
yep,
live from the show. When do the gates fall and you can start buying?
Well,
these great deals?
Officially, we advertise that the outside part of the show, the official show, starts at 9, ends at 3. The tackle store is open the normal hours, so we're there at 6 in the morning. We close at 6 at night, and we have phenomenal deals on just about everything. And so those deals are actually good to go.
In
the store, although in the outside booth, that's where we tend to put like some of our closeouts. You buy one, get one free, stuff like that. So we get there early in the morning. We rush to get that booth put up, and we try to open up a little early because usually there's a line. And I still go back to this one guy 1 year. There was a jig stick, and there was one like 10-foot jig stick. And you could reach it from the aisle, and he goes...
And let's say this. It was like a $500
yes,
really high-end rod, and it was on Tackle Day Special at 50% off. So
right,
this was a big deal.
And so the guy, you know, he says, can I buy this now? He said, nope. We have a yellow caution tape across it, and until that thing... And we do, like, the ceremonial cutting of the tape. And he said, well, if I hold on to it, can I buy it? And I said, knock yourself out, buddy. He stood there for like an hour and a half hanging on to this jig stick, watching Let's Talk Hookup across the aisle. And he got it.
All right.
That's cool.
So, and it's just the early morning, everybody's, you know, super mellow, drinking their coffee, watching Let's Talk Hookup, watching all the vendors set up their booths. So, that, you know, that's kind of fun. But, you know, we try to give the vendors a little, you know, privacy to be able to set up their booth and get their vehicle out of the
sure,
lot. So, you know, officially at 9, but it kind of gets rolling before that, let's say.
Yeah. So this year is no secret. There's been a shortage of everything. And that includes tackle. How in the world can you put on a sale when there's not that much product around?
Well, the first statement is, you know, it sounds like you can't get anything, but the truth of the matter is we have overstock almost on certain things because we've been ordering this stuff for over a year now, and when it floods in, we just put it in bins, and we're going to keep it because we know that there's a likelihood of a good season again next year. We don't want to be out of stuff. And the other thing is, this is a traditional show for us, and realistically, we should not be doing it, but we're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
We just want... It's just such a good feel.
It's kind of your give back.
It's our event.
It is.
For our customers.
And so my hope is that whatever we sell gets replenished before March, when probably the tuna will fire up again. And to be honest, you know, the last 2 years we had fish in November all the way into the first week of December. So
there's fish right now.
But, you know, we have in every category, we have a lot of stuff. We may not have the brand that you were looking for, but we have a comparable rod. We have a comparable reel. We have a comparable knife jig, we have a comparable flat fall jig, you know, a comparable Colt sniper jig. In every category now we've taken on 3 or 4 or 5 manufacturers so that if we can't get this brand, we have this brand and this brand. So we have plenty of stuff.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you on this show, you always kind of tease people with deals. I know there's a bunch of deals.
There are.
So what are... some of the key ones that you can give up today?
Well, let's just start with the across the board specials, in store specials that we have pretty much every year. And we're going to talk about these again later in the show for those sleepy heads that decided not to get up and listen at 7. But all rods and all reels are 10% off. And then to go with your reel, this is something we've never done in the past. We've done selected reels, get Spectra. We're going to do every reel. For every dollar you spend on that reel, you get one free yard of Spectra. So if you buy a $600 reel, you get up to 600 yards of free Spectra.
Wow.
So whatever reel. And then if a guy buys a bass reel, you know, a nice little Tranx 200 or 300, you know, and those are, what, $300, you know, they're going to get 300 yards. That's all it holds anyway. So for the most part, you're going to get free Spectra. But then if you buy a $600 reel and you need 800 yards, those last 200 yards at like a ridiculously low price, you know, like 6 cents a yard, so you pay $12, or depends on what pound test and what kind of line you want. But
sure,
you know, we have to cut it off somewhere because I know guys will be bringing in their 80 wides wanting to put 20 pound on there, yeah, and it'd be like 5,000 yards.
Yeah, wow, that's a pretty spectacular deal. Now rods, I mean, CalStar, of course, the leader of the pack. Been tough to get. Are you going to have CalStar on
Well, there? They are tough to get, but, I mean, we got a nice batch of rail rods in. And
nice.
We got, you know, three huge Phoenix orders in over the last 2 weeks. So we have rail rods, jig sticks,
now, where will rods. We find those, inside or outside?
Most of the first run stuff like that, rods and reels, are going to be inside. But the few rods that we have for, you know, maybe we're going to go to another brand or a new model or something like that. Not another brand, a new model. So, for instance, Daiwa, we've been carrying their Proteus rods forever.
And they're nice. They're nice rods. They're like very good action, good guides,
yes,
good grips. I mean, they're cool rods.
That's your $200, you know, overseas-made copy of a really nice West Coast rod. We don't have breakage problems. They have the right components on them. They have enough guides. They have a good reel seat, the grips. And we carry a brand that, or a model that has the Wynn grips. We've decided to go back to the traditional, you know, Hypalon style or the foam style grips. So we just bundled up, I don't know, 30 rods, and they're going to go out in a bin for half off.
Half off.
It's way below our cost, but that just clears the decks for the new ones that we're going to carry, and we've got those already ordered. They'll come floating in before the season. So,
and
I mean, that, you
that's
know.
Another one of those things, too, that, like, the smart money in that move isn't to do it at 50% off. Rods are just hard to get. Like, those, every one of those would have sold at their normal price throughout the year, but it's tackle day. And, like, that's what this sale is all about. It's the overwhelmingly best sale of the year for Fisherman's Landing. And so why not make it special and do them for 50% off?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And, you know, then we have something in every category. So the other kind of across-the-board ones that we do, any jig, lure, whatever you want to call it, buy two, get one free. It's 33% off. You want to stock up on plastics. You want to stock up on irons. You want to stock up on Colt snipers. You want to stock up on knife jigs. Any kind of, you know, trolling lures. And you can mix and match. You can buy a marlin jig, a MC swim bait, and a Colt sniper. Buy three, get one free.
Buy three, get one free.
Yep. So wow. It's not, you don't have to buy the three same jigs.
Yeah.
And then we do the same thing with hooks. So you can, across the board, any hook, Gamakatsu, they have a huge thing going with us this year. Owner, Mustad, whatever we have, buy two, get one free. 33
buy two, get one
get,
free.
Buy two, get one free.
And lures are that way also. I think you said buy three, get one.
Did
free.
I?
Yeah.
Oh, well, my mistake.
Yeah.
No, it's buy two, get one
buy
free.
Buy two on lures.
Every other sale we do throughout the year is buy three. So
three.
That's why I made that mistake.
Get one free. So, and later on the show, we're here from Ted at Gamakatsu. They also have, in addition to your special,
oh my gosh,
they're giving away a lot of stuff, too.
So. They are. They have, their promotions are so vast that we're just telling people, when you buy anything Gamakatsu, just go to their booth, because you're probably going to get something. And they've got all these drawings, like one drawing per hour. And they're going to take everybody's cell phone numbers on some of them so that they can walk around the show. And then if they won that hourly drawing, they'll just call them up, hey, you won. And, I mean, it's going to be a really cool thing.
Seaguar Fluorocarbon is always a big participant in Tackle Day.
Yep.
They can't be doing what they usually do, are they? They're not giving away.
Well, I am a really good arm twister. And So we are going to do, and in this case, I twisted my own arm because this is something we're doing out of our budget. Any Seaguar fluorocarbon line of any makeup, I don't care if it's pink, gold, blue, green, we're going to do buy one, get one free, up to 80-pound test. And then the big bulk spool, I mean the big, heavy test in the bigger spools are going to be buy two, get one free. So it is literally 50% off of, so that's one people, and let's just face it, we're at the end of the season, everybody burned through their fluorocarbon, the new season's going to start in 3 months or 4 months, so.
So like the spools of 200 and 150 and stuff, buy two, get one free?
Yes, correct.
Wow. How about going to Guadalupe if you're getting, you need your 50, 60, and 80 pound gold label, it's buy one, get one free. That line is hard to get on its own,
and we
have a ton of it, and it's all going to be buy one, get one free.
Wow.
Yeah, we have, well, I always say this, we have more than enough, and then we like barely make it through.
Yeah. What about AFCO? AFCO clothing.
Oh, my gosh. So AFCO's got a bunch of stuff. They have their Psycho fluorocarbon leader material, and AFCO is going to be right next to our outdoor booth so you can talk to the guys, but that is a great fluorocarbon as well.
Absolutely.
That's buy two, get one free, and believe me, that line you don't ever get a deal on. This is, you know, the one shot you're going to have at that. We've got all their clothing, both clothes out. So we have T-shirts, like just great fishing T-shirts with, you know, Wahoo and Dorado and whatever on the back. And then we've got kids' shirts. Those are $9.95. So normally those are like $20 to $25,
yeah,
$27.95, whatever they are.
$9.95.
And we've got a bunch of them. We pulled 240 of them out of our storage unit. And then the kids' shirts, we've got a bunch of those. And then we've got some of their new gloves. Some of their new gloves are
really
fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah, they got that Jig Pro.
Yeah.
So we got that one on sale, and then the UV3. And then we've got sun masks, and we're not calling them COVID masks anymore. These are going fishing, boys. Don't you dare buy that for COVID. I mean, bait nets. We've got deals on shorts, $15 off of their shorts.
Wow.
I mean, I live in that M80 literally every day.
Oh, yeah.
365.
Me too. I live in this one.
Yeah. I know. He's standing up. There they are.
Yeah.
Nice. That is the most comfortable short that AFCO makes by 10
times. That's the M80.
Times. The M80. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know what size.
You guys are both wearing the same shirt.
Yeah,
just so you guys don't think that's a joke, they both for sure are wearing the exact same thing. That's funny.
Yeah, I got the khaki and you got the ink,
yeah,
which
right.
is basically navy blue.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Lots of good colors. And
as you can hear, we've got a great show lineup for today. We have so much to talk about here today, and there's fishing going on. I mean, there's bluefin being caught and yellowtail and stuff, so we'll talk about
gosh.
That, too. I mean, these guys are on the pulse being right there at Fisherman's Landing of
Swordfish.
What's going on. Swordfish, yeah, for sure. So you can hear we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah,
right?
And the guru's here. It's Doug. I mean,
guru.
You want to talk about the guy that knows tackle better than any person that comes on this show. It's certainly Doug, and we're going to have a great time talking fishing today and talking with you. If you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or you can text the show. Text the show options are already starting to pour in. Again, text the show is only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. So if you want to text a question to Doug, you want to know about a particular two-speed reel or what the right rod is for your situation, that's how you do it via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Not only are we taking your phone calls, reading your texts, having a great time today, talking tackle days, talking tackle, talking bluefin and yellowtail that's biting, we have got a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Not only is that gift card available anytime you want, you can use that gift card at Tackle Day.
At Tackle Day.
And stretch that thing out a long way.
$100?
Yeah, totally.
Sweet.
So a great prize. Again,
thank
if you want to. Yeah, it's really cool. If you want to get your shot at winning that great prize, give us a call at 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island Launch Ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice, free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better. Then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar size kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we're pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product in stock and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your upcoming trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. You'll see the Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies within the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 6th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are packing up again. If you want to get through, get your chance to talk to Doug, have your chance of winning that $100 gift card, and join in the fun, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, and you can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Texts are pouring in, so keep them coming. We just heard this guy named Doug Kern cutting the spot for Tackle Day.
Yeah.
You know the guy?
Yeah, that guy does an okay job.
Yeah, he does a very good job.
If you missed that one, don't worry. You'll hear another one, I'm sure.
Talking about the Tranks Casting Contest. Tell us about
that. Oh, the casting contest is so much fun. Thank you to the San Diego Anglers and Debbie Patnaud, and Dwayne Patnaud will be down with the San Diego Foundation, San Diego Anglers Foundation as well. They started a nonprofit. But, you know, behind the Searcher and the Royal Polaris in that lane right outside the sidewalk behind the landing, we do a casting contest. So it's sponsored by Shimano. It's surface iron, which is our deal. I mean, that's what we all live and die for, is throwing surface iron at yellowtail and bluefin. And so we take Tranks 500, and we've got three outfits in case somebody backlashes or throws one in the water or something. There's some follies to be watched as well.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And it's basically who can throw the furthest. So we have three prizes for the overall category. So whoever casts the furthest, so you get one practice cast to kind of get dialed into the tackle and the lane. Then you get two casts that count. They record both casts, but your longest one will count. If you decide you want to do a second or third round, we give you two more chances, but you have to give a $10 donation to Rollo's Kids at Sea.
Nice.
You get three rounds if you want. It costs you $20, but the first one's free, so anybody can participate. It's free. And we have a 9-foot Terramar rod, Tranx 500, 40-pound triple X Iser line. That's basically the stuff that we use when we go to the Coronado Islands and catch yellowtail.
Okay.
And we've had, do you recall what the record ever is, 91 yards or 93?
I was thinking 93.
Yeah. That's a long cast.
That's a bomber. But yeah. that gear throws so well.
Yes.
And so we put a jig on there and they sign you in. And it's just a fun thing. There's no controversy. We put right on the sign, judges have the final say, and this is just a fun thing, so let's not complain about the seagull got in my way or something.
We took a page out of the Let's Talk Hookup playbook. If you're taking it too seriously, you're out.
You're out.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the rules.
Yeah.
We learned that from the Let's Talk Hookup tournament time.
Right.
Like if this,
right.
if you take this is a fun thing, if you take it too serious, you're out. One of the funnest things
the judges
is just
can do that.
Oh yeah, one of the funnest things is just watching the guys in line and the buddies rib each other, and it's I guarantee I can cast farther than you, and hey, nice going, hee haw, kind of stuff. It's super super fun.
And the fun atmosphere, people get nervous when they step up to the plate
totally.
To do their thing. And there's a little butterflies when people step up there. Am I going to backlash? Am I going to slap it into the water 10 yards away? But it's just all fun. So, we've had people that have maybe never even casted before, and they throw it out there 20 yards, and, they just have fun. They get to participate.
Yeah.
It's always fun, too, watching the difference between someone who has good mechanics and let the gear do most of the work, and then, see somebody that just tries to fire it as hard as they can, and, you watch a guy that's just forcing it as hard as he can, and it goes, a good distance because he really powered into it. And then you'll watch somebody else grab the rod that just has good mechanics and is slower but is letting the rod load properly and letting go of the line at the right time. And you'll just watch, how effortless a cast can out-achieve somebody that's just trying to pound the hammer as hard as they can, It's cool to watch, the mechanics of it because you'll see 30 casts in a row of people of different skill set, and you realize, man, you don't need to be sledgehammering, just let it go.
And this thing is a reality check, too, because we get these guys all the time in the tackles, I cast 100 yards, And 100 yards is almost unachievable.
Almost unachievable.
And so when they step up and throw it 66 yards, which is a good, that'll catch you a yellowtail.
Really good cast.
No problem, 66 yards. But they're just flabbergasted, I guess I don't throw it 100 yards.
Yeah.
But it's good to know.
Now,
what
do you have, a range finder?
We have a range finder like you'd have in golf.
Yeah.
And then we actually have a triangular flag, like a golf flag, which is a tag and release marlin flag. We keep everything fishing oriented around here.
Okay.
And so one of the guys goes down there and stands adjacent to roughly, you'll see where the person does their practice cast. And you can kind of get in the zone of where you think they're going to cast. And then they watch where the jig hits the water, and you can see the center of the rings, so you know exactly where that jig landed. And then they'll go and stand right adjacent, perpendicular to where that cast landed. And then from the pier, they'll use the range finder, and 82 yards, that's a good one,
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's really cool. And some killer prizes.
And so the prizes, you're going to win a Tranx 500 for first place.
Wow.
That is a $500 beautiful surface iron, live bait, cold sniper, everything reel. And then second place is going to be a 10-foot Terramar jig stick. So it's like the big kahuna.
Wow.
And then third place is going to be some really nice surface irons. We select a couple of them in the shop that are our favorites. And then OTC donates two of those OCT-10s, which is like a 36.95 jig.
That's a great jig.
And then Shimano is going to bring their new surface iron down, which we barely even seen hit the market yet, and they're going to throw a couple of those in there. So you're going to get some cool stuff.
Shimano has a new surface iron.
Yes, they do.
Whoa.
And I have yet to swim one, but I hear it actually swims, which that's the most important thing, is that the thing's got to swim. And so I hope when they come down for tackle day, they can leave us a couple and we can test them.
Test them out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, we can get them to tie one on during tackle days, and we'll go back to cast and I'll go look at it.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. They're packing up. Let's get on it.
You got it, man. Well, why don't we start it off this morning with Doug? He's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Doug?
Doug. Hi, Doug. That's a good name. Yeah, the best name in the whole world, Doug.
Well, your parents were really smart when they named you. What's going on? What's your question for us today?
I want to buy a reel for a half-day fishing. What would be the best one to buy?
There are multiple things you can do on a half-day boat, but most of it tends to be shallow water rock fishing up to surface fishing for calicos, barracuda, bonita, and occasionally a yellowtail. And if I had one reel that I would want to take, it would be a Tranx 400. Sounds a little untraditional for a saltwater reel, and it's not going to work that well if you guys go to some deep water rock fishing, but you can catch a school-sized yellowtail on it. It'll cast plastics and live bait for calico bass better than any reel. It holds plenty of line. That's what I use probably 90% of the time when I'm on a half-day boat. The other 10% is when the yellowtail pops up and I throw my surface iron, hopefully snag one. But, there's no fishing you can do with just one rod and reel. But if there ever was, a half-day reel would be a Tranx 400.
The other thing that's cool about that reel is it's very user-friendly. It's a very easy reel to cast, and depending on one's skill set, you can very easily change the braking system. So if you are a person who's newer to it, or maybe you're taking somebody that's newer to it, you can pop the side plate on that reel. You can kick all the casting brakes on. And although a person still needs to know the concept of casting a conventional reel, thumb off, thumb back on, as long as you have the very basic understanding, on that reel with all the brakes on, you are going to see very, very little to no backlash. And then as a person's skill set increases, you can start to back those brakes back off, and you'll watch them develop their casting skills, and then they'll get the real distance. You can have that thing no brakes on and cast it a mile. You can have it all the brakes on. You won't cast quite as far, but you'll see little to no backlash.
It's
a good reel no matter where you fall in that level.
Yep. My grandson, when he was 8 and 9 years old, after 10 minutes, he was back there casting, no problem, catching calico bass by himself.
And using it for bait and everything, too.
Yeah, bait,
plastic, whatever.
Yep.
It's kind of universal.
Yeah.
I like the call on the 400, too, because the spool is larger. So when you are fishing a live bait, it's a larger diameter. There's, the reel casts a little better. It's big enough that you can actually get your hand on it and backpedal the spool. It's still a low-profile style bass reel, but it's big enough that it feels comfortable in your hand when you are trying to fly line a sardine.
And what rod are you putting on that, Doug?
Typically some type of an 8-foot, and if you wanted to stick with the Shimano, it would be like a Terramar, maybe 80 mh-ish type reel or rod, an inshore style rod
inshore
is saltwater, built
that can
for saltwater.
Bait or jig.
Yeah, and that is capable of catching a 20-pound yellowtail, but is designed for catching inshore species that we have around here, barracuda, bonita bass, yellowtail, halibut, shallow water rockfish, all of that.
Cool. All right, Doug, thanks a lot for the call. You have a really great name.
Great name, Eric.
Yeah, great name. Yeah.
Tradition.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and jump back.
You
in
got
phones.
It. John from Los Alamitos is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to say to Doug, thank you. Last year I picked up Metallica 20, and it's in my arsenal to go on my 10-day next month on the Shogun. There's always something
nice.
Else I'll need, so I'll be down next weekend to get some fluorocarbon for sure.
Nice. When's your 10-day going out?
After Thanksgiving, the 26th.
Okay, prime time. Awesome.
You know if there's wahoo there then?
There can be wahoo on a 10-day trip anytime from September on through June. June tends to be the longer trip, so I'll say through the end of the year for sure. You've got every chance to catch wahoo. We still probably will have bluefin up here, so if they decide to come back up and put the cherry on top and settle the jackpot. Don't know if you're destined for Guadalupe, but that's in the mix sometimes. The ridge, the rocks, it's a mixed bag trip where you're going to catch yellowtail, potentially dorado, wahoo, yellowfin, bluefin. Sometimes you get these crazy spectacular marlin bites, just grouper. You know, it's just a good mixed bag, fun trip, fish from 10 to 200 pounds.
Great time to go.
Yeah, we've done our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Star trip for many, many years, leaving the day after Thanksgiving, and we have seen over the years some spectacular wahoo fishing. That is just that's a great time of year. Wahoo is a fish that can definitely flood in and flood out of an area on their own very quickly. I mean, sometimes you'll see weeks where, you know, one boat's, you know, time down there is, you know, at the beginning of the week, and they scratch away and they catch wahoo. You know, we had four or five, six, you know, a stop and ended up with 30 for the day. And then another boat 3 days later fishing the exact same zone, we had 30 on this stop and 40, you know, and all of a sudden they had 100 fish a day. They're a fish that definitely reacts to pressure, and they're a fish that just show up and take off on their own. So any time that you're in a prime time in a prime zone, which you very much are, you for sure have a shot at wahoo.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. With that said, we're going to find out what's going on down south. Speaking of some wahoos, this is the guy that knows all about them. It's the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, that report is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, you can get smoked and jerkied fish, all their spices, rubs, the smoked cheese, that famous tuna burger, and their amazing poke kit. They're available now, and they're open at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's find out what's going on down south. We got the cast man. Buenos dias, Cass.
Buenos dias, Ricky. Buenos dias, Doug.
Hey, how you doing today?
Cast man.
I'm doing good, man. I just can't understand why you're sitting between those two guys. You're such a gentleman, you know.
Hey, like they say, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you got to pay the price. But anyway, just back from Venice, Louisiana. What a trip! You know, the bull reds down there, those big black drums, speckled trout, halibut. So I'm not halibut, flounder. And like I said, those redfish are incredible. Had a great 3 days of fishing. And, Pete, you know, that first year I went down there, I had what they call the Venice Slam. And I didn't know I had it till I got a speckled trout on board. And the guide says, all right, man, you just got the Venice Slam. And that was a redfish, a speckled trout, and a flounder.
Nice.
Well, cool.
The third day, I got the Venice Grand Slam. And that was the speckled trout, the redfish, the flounder, and the black drum. And,
nice.
So you're talking to royalty now. So
Sir, so we have to call you Sir Cass?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Senor Cass. Okay. Senor.
Yeah. Senor Cass.
Hey, anyway.
Congratulations, Your Highness.
Yeah. Hey, Ricky, now you're catching on.
Yeah. See, there, you know, he's always got it. It's so
anyway,
that's great. And that, you know what's amazing about Cass, man? It's like no grass grows under his feet. Now you're going down to Baja to go to the Wahoo Rumble, right?
No. That's next Sunday. Today, I got back last night, got home about 11, and now I'm heading I'm going to San Jose del Cabo with a big group, and I'll be there from today until Tuesday, and then I come back home. But 2 days of fishing down there. But talking about San Jose del Cabo, the fish is turning on, just like we had talked about 2 weeks ago when it was really, really slow.
Yeah.
Well, the tuna are coming in now in pretty good numbers, some good quality fish, 50, 60, 80, 100 pounds.
Nice.
Wahoo have now shown up, not in big numbers, but I think it'll be just in time maybe for this group and for sure next week for our Wahoo Rumble. And they're also catching some nice big quality Dorado up to 30, 35 pounds. And it's a good Dorado bite from the report I got from Baja Bob down there at La Playita. So I'm excited. I'm going to do a little bit of fishing for 2 days, but I'm going to be down there actually weighing fish for this group I've got. So anyway, that's the report for this week. And I'll have a fresh San Jose del Cabo San Lucas report for you next Saturday morning. And anybody wants to join any of our groups, or if you're just solos, or if you've got a couple couples want to go down, vacation, fish, whatever, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com. And you boys have a good week.
Right on,
Cass, man. Hey, appreciate the call this morning, and have a great time in Cabo. God, this guy's like amazing. He rolls like a big dog.
Well, got to do the research, man. You got to, you know, you want to know what's biting and where to go. You got to talk to the guy that's been there.
Talk to the Cass man. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Cass. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Cass,
good luck down there. Appreciate it.
Bye, boys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. The Iron Man himself, Gary White, sent in a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and he wants to know about seminars and raffles, because he is the raffle.
Yeah, I liked his question. It was seminars, raffles, and other family fun.
Yeah, yep. Family fun. Yeah.
Well, it is family fun. You see the kids down there, and I know Salty Crew always has a beanbag toss for the kids. That's, you know, kind of a fun deal. And then as far as the raffle goes, I mean, I don't know what I can say, but sort of per capita, it's probably one of the best chance raffles to win something of any show that you might go to, because our vendors are so generous.
I think it will be our biggest raffle ever in terms of the amount of prizes that we've assembled just so far. Like, if it stays on the path that we are, I'm pretty sure this will be our richest raffle.
Wow.
And, you know,
and all the money raised with the raffle goes to Captain Morales Kids at Sea, Friends of Rome.
No, half of the money goes to that, and half the money goes to help put on the show.
Half, okay.
But they always walk away with a nice little wad of money.
Yeah,
yes.
They do. Yeah.
So we appreciate our people for kicking in. And, I mean, we have people throwing in, you know, $100 and you know, they call a number, and you see guys going through their tickets trying to find, is that my number? And,
yeah.
So it takes about, well, we do three raffles throughout the day. I mean, rods, reels, lures, clothing, fuel dock, bait receiver, terrapin. I mean, just going down the list, it's like everybody in our industry, you know, half-day trips, long-range trips, you know, like gift certificates on long-range boats for a dollar amount. I don't think we have any actual long-range trips, do we?
We have $300 to the Royal Polaris, $300 to the Shogun, day-and-a-half trips, overnight trips, just tons of fishing opportunities. Like I said, fishdope.com subscriptions, Terrafin subscriptions, custom rods, reels, much stuff. Tackle boxes, jigs from every major manufacturer. It's a huge one this year.
Yeah, big one. All right. So that's part of the... So, Gary, you better get your tickets lined up for sure. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more questions, more catch reports, and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop nets, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Whether you're on the Searcher going on a great three-day or long-range trip on the Searcher, or you're going anywhere locally here, half-day, Shimano Trunks is the reel.
That is one of the most innovative reels that anybody's ever made. They took a bass reel shape and design and all the benefits, meaning level wind, anti-backlash brakes, and they have, you know, the sizes from a freshwater bass reel, bay size reels, half and three-quarter day trip reels, and then, you know, 200-pound tuna have been caught on those 500s. So they cast jigs, they cast bait, they hold enough line to do big fish. They are a joy to fish with. It's truly one of the most innovative things I've seen come out of a tackle company ever.
And are they on sale at Tackle Day?
They are.
Yeah?
Yes, they
are.
Wow.
That was a reel that had, like, a lot of advancement. It wasn't just, let's take Trinidad parts and put it into a low-profile reel. They did a ton of testing, like, the distance from the spool to the level wind is a big deal. The style of brakes that are used, the ease of adjustment for the brakes that are used, the high-efficiency gearing into a reel of that style was all new. Like, that is a technologically advanced reel.
Well, nothing like it. The Shimano Tranks from your local Shimano dealer.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguard.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come in our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning talking fishing, talking fisherman's lighting tackle, and talking tackle days.
Yeah, and Doug, we should talk about fishing because there's some
with
the good weather we've had the last few days, and now this weekend, beautiful weather, and looking next week looks like great weather. There's still fish around, right?
I have made a monumental shift because in the olden days, I hated bluefin. You would chase them out to the west for 2 hours and never catch up to them and never catch one. And now they are the most reliable fish on the planet. We get two giant northern storms with lightning and thunder and up to like 12 to even, you know, higher swells.
Yeah.
Winds in the 30 to 40 knot range. And like 3 days later, okay, we're biting again, guys.
They're still out there. So I saw, you know, there's a lot of boats out today fishing at the Tanner and the Cortez, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And we have had phenomenal reports coming in the last few days. And so the fish are actually ahead of the fishermen. The fishermen, you know, in a large part, there's no fish counts, there's no fish, it's over. It is far from over. I looked at last year's November, probably one of our best big fish months, and we went even into December catching various pelagics, including yellowfin. But
yeah.
I mean,
which those things should be gone, and they're even hanging out. They always succumb to the northern storms, but they haven't.
The queen right now is in the middle of their trip. I don't know if they come back today or I believe they come back tomorrow. But as of yesterday, when I left the shop, which was early afternoon, they were up to 80 bluefin. They had two over 200 pounds. The Liberty had limits of yellows yesterday. There's been a bunch of yellowfin tuna for the guys fishing in the day and a half zone. I mean, there is still flat out good fishing And I didn't know, none of us knew what was going to happen after that. That last weather was significant.
Yeah.
I mean, it rained and blew, and, man, that fish was biting the next day.
And now we're getting the weather we normally get,
exactly.
October, November, right?
We've got high pressure. You've got that muggy feeling air.
Yeah.
We've got calm seas coming for the foreseeable future, including tackle day, finally.
Yes.
I don't see anything. I'm probably
supposed to be 75 and sunny on tackle day.
But usually it shows that, but the day before and the day after shows rain and wind, and then it, you know, somehow comes on tackle day. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, our weather looks spectacular. The fishing is great, and so we've seen it in the shop. I mean, people took like a week off, and we got a couple projects done and cleaned up the mess we made for the last 7 months. And now all of a sudden people are coming back buying their rail rod, their, you know, two-speed lever drag, getting Spectra fills, you know, buying jigs.
Getting back on it.
It's game on again. So I think the fishermen are pretty resilient, you know, with the Internet and everything. But, you know, they kind of took about a week off there.
Sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump in the phones. They're packed up. You want to get through, and you want to have a chance to win a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You can use it at Tackle Day, even. There's a line available, 213-432-1090 right now.
John from Long Beach is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual. Looking forward to next week.
Awesome.
I have a question for you. I have some things. Yeah, yeah. Have some things for kids of Rollo. Are they going to be around next Saturday?
Yes, they are, and we cannot thank those guys enough. Mike and Tim and the rest of the gang, all volunteer, you know, guys coming down to help out. They will have their booth set up. They've got the Pick a Box, which is a fun promotion that everybody knows about. They have these mystery boxes, and you pay a dollar amount, and whatever's in the box is worth at least that much, but in some cases it's worth a lot more. They've got all kinds of fun stuff going on. They're just obviously entrenched in our industry and entrenched in San Diego and Southern California sport fishing. I mean, my goodness, Rollo's taken 140,000 plus kids fishing over their history. And
Mike Lum has been working so hard at this event and many others, and he's going to call in later on in the show to tell us more about not only Tackle Day and the Pick a Box and all the great stuff that he's going to have. He's going to detail that, but also a big part.
Are they going to be taking donations of rods and reels? I have some stuff I want to bring down.
They will always take that, and if for some reason they didn't have room in their trailer, we are a drop-off station at Fisherman's Landing for any Rollo donations.
Oh, okay,
ever.
Cool.
As is Dana Landing Market in Mission Bay, if that's, you know, convenient for you. Anything.
Bring it on.
Anything you want to bring, we really appreciate the donations. That's what sends the kids fishing.
Yeah,
and I'll just
turn it into money.
Just for the sake of talking about it, it is literally as easy as Doug just described. I mean, if you cleaned out the garage and you got, you know, a little bundle of three or four rods that, you know, you've upgraded a couple of times and they're just not going fishing with you anymore, you don't have to do a thing. You can walk into the tackle store. Hey, I've got some rods I want to drop off to Rollo. You hand them, and that's it. I mean, you can be out of there in 10 seconds. It's not a big deal. It's just a really easy, easy thing to do. We do it all
the time, whether it be Tackle Day or any other time.
I mean, everybody eventually comes fishing down here. So just, you know, if you're out of the area, next time you come fishing down here at the landing, bring that rod in your bundle and just like, hey, guys, here you go.
Drop it off. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Bob. Bob's calling us from Lakeside. What's up, Bob? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Got a question for Doug and a question for Rick. First off, going out on the searcher for November 8th, and I'm looking at getting some fishing pants like Fishworks or something like that. Are you guys going to have some of those on sale? And also, for the trip, would you recommend the Tranks 500 or a Trinidad 28 for throwing Wahoo bombs?
Oof. Well, first of all, we do carry foul weather gear, and I believe what we have in stock right now, we have Grundons and we have Salty Crew, and we have pants and jackets, various levels of price and thickness and so forth. That's been one of the categories that's been a little tougher maybe to keep in stock, but we've actually done a pretty good job of that.
Because Grendon's pants were in really good shape on right now.
Okay, good. Good to know. And then as far as you said a Tranks 500 or a Trinidad 20 for Wahoo fishing?
Yeah, for throwing bombs.
For throwing bombs. I just probably would go with the Trinidad. I'm holds a little bit more line, because you probably want to fish a little heavier line for your Wahoo fishing. You know, you could fish 65 or 80 pound Spectra, and then a, you know, certainly at least a 40 or a 50 pound top shot. Some guys go the short top shot. Some guys like the monos. You got a little stretch in there, you know, so that you've got a little forgiveness. So I probably would lean towards the 20 there.
I'm in the same. Both the reels are up to the task. Lots of guys have used the tranks for fishing Wahoo with good success. But Trinidad gives you a little bit longer handle, and the frame construction is just a little bit more stout, even though, again, I think Tranx is very much up to it. You know, the rigidity in the frame does equate to more power when you're turning the handle. Like, when everything is tight and you're trying to grind against a Wahoo and trying to dig that hook into them, you know, if they're, you know, even minute amounts of flex, you know, will affect the amount of power that you have, and that the frame on the Trinidad 20 is just so dang strong that I think that would edge it out for me.
And like you say, when you turn that handle on the Trinidad 20A, I mean, that bomb is going to fly.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's no doubt that Tranks has its advantages too. It's level wind.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
good casting. It's still very powerful. So you wouldn't be making
totally
a wrong
could
call.
Work.
Absolutely, it would. But I'm with you, Pete. Doug, I'd be a Trinidad guy.
Yep. Yeah. That is a cold forged frame, and then they match the side plate perfectly to it. And there's virtually no torquing or twisting of the frame. And, it's all technical, but it basically equates to the most cranking power of any reel that you can buy.
All right. All right. Hey, with that, we're going to jump back into the text. We got some fun ones coming through here. This one is, do we have to use the contest-provided tackle for the Shimano Casting Contest, or can we bring our own?
Ha!
Well, nice try. Nope, we make it fair for everybody, equal playing field. We use the Tranx 500. We put two centrifugal brakes on, which is probably the most efficient to not get a backlash but still give you the longest possible cast. We use a 9-foot Terramar 90H rod. We have three outfits. They're set up exactly the same, 40-pound test, triple X line. So no matter which one you pick up, they're all identical, and it gives everybody a fair chance. So the only variable in that entire string is the angler, and that's how somebody wins the contest. And
there you go.
You know, we talked about the prizes before: Tranx 500 for first, Terramar rod for second, six-pack of jigs for third. We have a ladies' contest. They're going to win a Terramar rod. And
nice.
They can win both one of the standard categories or the Terramar, and then the little slingers, 14 years and under.
Cool.
Shimano Terramar rod as well. So
wow.
If you're a kid and you just can't hang with the, you know, biggest of big boys out there, you get your 56-yard cast in, you're going to walk away with a nice $200 Terramar rod.
I dig it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors, it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Lane. Yeah. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out Islander-Charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit Islander-Charters.com for all the details. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.